It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Lottie Moss, and I'm on What's Next with the Lalas.
Welcome back to What's Next. This is our second episode in our second series, and we're talking about topical issues going on right now and finding positive solutions to the sometimes heavy topics.
Yeah, and today we are so, so lucky because we have an amazing, incredible person with us in the studio right here, right now. We've got activist, supermodel, entrepreneur, Miss Lottie Moss.
Woo! Thank you. You make me sound so amazing.
You are so amazing,
Lottie. And I just want to say, first, before we start, a massive thank you for coming on.
No, I'm so happy to come on the show, honestly. Love you guys. Excited to do this.
We're so excited to have you. First of all, you're in London right now.
I am in London right now, just for the moment. I normally live in LA. I'm kind of back and forth because I have family here and I have friends over there, but I am dying to get back, so.
Well, how's lockdown been? Has it been okay for you? Has it been stressful? Have you been up and down like us?
I mean, I think for anyone who's like in a lucky position that I am, where I have money, and I think I've got it really well, considering some people have had, you know, really bad, they've lost their jobs and things like that, lost their houses. Like I'm so blessed to have had such a great lockdown. I was in lockdown with my sister, so it was really nice. I got to spend time with family and eat loads of food.
Oh my God, yum.
I know. I gained so much weight though. I noticed that. I was like, oh my God. When I got back, I was like, this is not my normal weight.
But
it was nice.
Not,
but to be fair, it was so nice. It was like, I just got to chill out and just relax, which I haven't done since, you know, I was like 15 or 16 when I started working. So
did it affect your work at all?
Oh, massively. Yeah. I mean, I had to really like switch it up and think like, what am I going to do next? Like, I think, yeah, what am I going to do now for money? Because it was just, I weren't doing photo shoots or anything like that. But I mean, I was kind of happy to transition through modeling into something else anyway. So, yeah.
And this brings me to what you've transitioned into. And I know you've got a lot of crazy, amazing things coming up, and we have promised you not to reveal them just now. But some of the stuff we can talk about is the fact that you have ventured into a new world, which is an OnlyFans
nerve-wracking.
for our new listeners, can you explain a little bit what the platforms are?
So basically, the platform is just kind of like, I mean, I kind of think it's great because I've always been a very, like, inherently sexual person, but, and I've never really found my place, but it's great to make money, obviously. It's basically kind of like a personal girlfriend experience. Like, what these people don't understand is, like, we speak to the guys on it, and it's like they have their own, like, girlfriend pretty much through you. Like, you talk to them about their day, you know, you send them pictures and things like that. It doesn't always have to be nude. It's whatever you're comfortable with, honestly, on this app, and this is what I love. Like, you're not pushed to do anything that you don't want to do. Like, I honestly, it's like an Instagram profile, and then you have DMs, basically, if you want to put it like that.
How did you find out about these platforms at all, even to go into? Was it something that your friends were doing at the time, or was something that you found on your own?
So honestly, I had a lot of friends doing it, And I kind of saw what they were doing. And I was getting, I mean, I'd been doing modeling since I was 16, as I said. And it's just like, it's a lot for me. Like, it was a lot growing up and doing that for so long. And I kind of felt like after like 7 years, weirdly, like, I was just like, I want to do something else. Like, I knew I was never really like a model. Like, I didn't ever feel like it was something that like it was mine. It was more my sister's. And I just kind of like branched off from it is how I felt personally. And I wanted to do something where I got to like show. I mean, I was always told off for like showing my body and stuff on Instagram, like doing too risque pictures and stuff by like my agency and stuff. So I kind of just took that and was like, well, now I can actually post that on a platform and make money from it. And so
yeah, that's the great part because you are a sexual person.
Exactly. And, also, and I don't think being sexual has to be a negative thing. Like, no. I think it's a great thing. Like, I'm really fun.
And we know you as really fun. Have you had any negative reactions to it?
Massively. I had the Daily Mail wrote an article about me. I'm going to call them out. Really negative article written about me by a woman, actually, quite strangely. And she wrote saying that I'd hit rock bottom. Living in an £8 million mansion in LA at the time. Also, like, in my underwear. Like, it was so funny. I had a picture on Instagram, actually, of me in my underwear on a Bentley at an £8 million mansion in Beverly Hills. And then they were like, rock bottom. I was like, yeah, baby, this is what rock bottom is. I'm staying here.
Babe, that's a pretty good
me
rock,
at rock bottom, baby.
Yeah. 100%. And, yeah. But, you know, we talk a lot about issues that really affect Lara and I on this show. And like I said, you are an activist. You have a big platform. A lot of girls look up
exactly
to you. And you have normalized something that should absolutely be
normalized.
I feel
a massive responsibility to like speak very truthfully about things that happen. I feel like the modeling industry has been made to look really glamorous when in actual fact, it's really not. And it's really cutthroat and really hardcore and like can be really, I mean, it's done so many amazing things for me. Don't get me wrong. Like, I have met so many great people. I've been to so many amazing places, but it has really taken a toll on my mental health and has been probably the reason for many of my like problems mentally and, you know, with problems with I've spoken openly about like my substance problems and stuff, and it's massively deteriorated that. So like I think it's had its benefits. Like with every job, I guess it's had its benefits and its downfalls, but I mean to make it look like it's so much more glamorous than OnlyFans and doing that, it's crazy. Like,
how is
being an influencer or something? Also, I think people are looked down on for being influencers. I'm like, how is being an influencer any different from being a model or being, do you know what I mean? It's like people are like, oh, they have no talent. I'm like, well, they've had talent to manage to get there. Look at what Kim Kardashian did. Like, she was
an
influencer. Kim Kardashian was an influencer. She made a sex tape. She was an influencer, and she should be proud of that. Do you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure she is. Like, she speaks very openly about it. She jokes about it. That's more what women that we need that are just joking about it. Like, it's, I've come from here and look where I am now. Like, do you know,
absolutely.
It doesn't matter how you got there. Like, if you did it.
And a lot is being uncovered about the modeling industry. And anyway,
massively,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if you see Ship Model Management.
And oh my God, I love that. I love that.
Right.
But it just exposes it. And like, at least like, you know, like whatever you do, just like, this is the thing I hate that like, you know, these like, you know, some of the modeling industries and stuff like that, like with these magazines, I'll be like, be yourself. Like in these magazines, I'll write articles about being yourself, and like how to be yourself. And then as soon as you are yourself, and as soon as I did something that I was so excluded from so many things, like from so many jobs, like I can't get hired now by high fashion brands. I won't get hired by like certain brands because they don't want to work with me because I do nude content. And it's like, why
but aren't these brands doing nude?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then you see like Vogue and things like that, which is, I'm not saying I'm not calling a Vogue.
Like,
Vogue. I love Vogue.
Yeah.
But like they will have, you know, women that have their nipples out and things like that in their magazines. So I'm like, I don't know what the difference. I just don't know what the difference is.
So on the idea of the right and wrong type of nude, because that's kind of what I take from
this
conversation.
Well, that's what I think they think it is. There's apparently like a right and a wrong type of, you know, being nude. But
exactly. But what I wanted to kind of ask, because the topic that we wanted to really delve into today is women's safety. And it's actually funny what you were talking, well, not funny, but it's interesting what you were talking about is the perception of glamour that, say, in the modeling industry that is disguising what can be maybe emotional abuse and harmful and dangerous situations.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of chat to you about where you think are some of the places, and these can be physical places, these can be work environments, that women are most vulnerable.
Honestly, I think modeling industry is one of them because I think girls start out very young doing modeling. I mean, I did. I know a lot of girls do. When you start modeling, if you're like a typical model, you kind of start out like around 15, 16. You get scouted to like 14, 15, and then you're on like new faces and then you move up in the boards. So you go from new faces to women. So you start off very young and then you're like pushed into this world of like sex, drugs, and kind of rock and roll. Like it's like you go to all these parties and everyone has drugs.
Around everyone, a lot of older people, right?
Yeah, I was going to events when I was 16 with alcohol there, with drugs there and things like that. So right. You can't expect... And also if you're pushing these kids to go to like... a million castings a day, how are you going to stay awake? You know what I mean? How are you going to keep functioning other than doing drugs and things like that? It's just impossible. Like, it's an impossible task. And I think it also, the photographers and stuff like that, like some of the people that you're working with haven't been verified and people don't speak out about them. And it's terrible. But like, that's what I love with OnlyFans. And what I kind of wanted to say with that was like, I shoot my friends. We shoot each other. We have like the girls over. We'll drink. We'll just like feel so comfortable because we're all just shooting each other. Like what you do on a night out. Like we'll just get naked and just shoot each other. And it's so fun.
Like every party I go to.
Every party that you go to. Like, you know, when you're like to your friend, oh my God, take a really sexy like picture of me. Like a little like thing to like when you fancy a guy and you like, what is it called?
Yeah.
When you called a...
what, nude?
A thirst trap. When you do a thirst trap, it's kind of the same thing. Like that's what we're doing, just trying to thirst trap loads of people.
100%.
So, I feel way safer, honestly, doing that and like being with my friends and my friends shooting it and me being able to edit it and me being able to see what's going out in the world than with modeling, where you go to a shoot with random people and you don't know who's taking what, you don't know what pictures are going where. Like, it's kind of scary. Like,
you've taken control back of your career and of your life. And I just love the fact that you're open about it. And you know what, Lottie, I've not understood it until
I've never felt more comfortable in my life, honestly, ever.
I believe that 100%. Yeah. I can see that you're sitting right in front of me. And I've known you for a few years.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah. When you were a kid.
I felt so insecure back then. I think you probably could probably even tell I didn't. I just kind of did what everyone else told me to do because that was what I was used to doing. My agency kind of taught me that was like what you did. Like, you just did what your agency told you to do. I couldn't dye my hair, like I couldn't date some people, and it was like I had to like lose weight and things like that. I had
you
to get a personal
really
trainer
happy.
I am just like myself now because I'm like I've taken control back. I'm like, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and then you guys are gonna have to deal with it.
And do you know what, that really triggers some people. And we were briefly discussing this before the show because when we were talking about women's safety, we had a little chat about something called Pick Me Girls. And I've discussed this before with Lau, so I'm sure she's looking at me like this, but it's a really interesting concept. Do you want to explain what a pick me girl is?
So a pick me girl is, how am I going to say this? Because like, I love all women, like I love women, but there are some girls that like aren't here for the girls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That need to be. Like, they are the ones that will be like cleaning up at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Like, show that they're like housewives. I'm like, babe, like, what are you doing? Like, they'll be the ones that will like defend guys when it's like, when someone would say, oh, well, this guy did this to me. And they'll be like, well, I'm going to go still hang out with them anyway. Cause that's just like one person's point of view. It's like,
and flip it on you as
well. And flip it on you. And like,
what were you
wearing? They're the ones that just aren't here for the girls. They may as well be like one of those guys that like does it. To be honest, like, I've seen like a lot of friends where I've told people about, you know, things that I've like had experience to my friends or things like that with guys. I'm like, oh, well, that guy's not good. Don't go near him because I've heard really bad stuff and I just think it would be safer if you didn't go near him. And these girls will like do it anyway just because he's like famous or rich or something. And I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? Like, they'll be like, well, like whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? They're just not here for the girls, the pick me girls, I feel.
One thing I will say that I love about you is that we had a little chat earlier and you gave this amazing advice, and I'm going to actually share it with everybody right now, which is to take yourself away for 10 minutes wherever you are, whether it's a party or an event or a job. And this applies to every job, right? This applies
every
to every
job.
And what do you do?
Industry,
Tell me what you do in the 10 minutes.
You just go into a bathroom or like a quiet space. Just take like 10 minutes for yourself or 5 minutes or whatever doesn't seem weird.
Yeah.
And you just kind of take like 5 or 10 minutes to yourself. Just sit down like on the toilet and just kind of like just take a breather. Just like just remember where you are. Just like kind of ground yourself and remember who you are and where you are and like what your morals and stuff. Because on nights out, I feel like nights out, even like in work experiences and stuff where you've got like loads of things to do, your mind gets so busy that you kind of like don't even like know what you're talking about anymore. So you need to just take a minute and just go like, actually, what am I doing? Like, even like, I think it's good to do on nights out especially, and this applies to everyone who goes on like for a couple beers or whatever.
It
just
go,
just
even,
go to a pub even. Like, when you have a few drinks and stuff, there's sometimes where you can do things where you wouldn't necessarily do that sober or whatever. So to take yourself to the bathroom for a minute and be like, wait, what am I actually doing? Who am I here with? What am I doing? Like, and it makes you safer as well. I'm not saying that, like, it's on us to be safer. No, not at all. But it's like, it can help you massively. Because there's sometimes where I've sat and I'm like, wait, who am I here with? Like, am I having a good time? And you think, am I having a good time? Or am I just sat here forcing it? Like,
I couldn't agree more. I think it's an amazing advice. Also for someone who works in an office, maybe to just take yourself away for a
especially
second.
Especially if you work in an office, which I have never done. But honestly, if you do work in an office, I would say genuinely just take yourself off to the bathroom for 10 minutes and just be like, I've got this. Like, talk yourself up. Just be like, I've got this. Yeah. I'm like a boss bitch. I've got this. Like, just do it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And be like, I've got this day. I know what I'm doing. This is what I want to achieve today. And just kind of like ground yourself and be like, this is who I am. I know who I am. Because sometimes you do think yourself, who am I? Like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Now, we were talking about something earlier. Our issue is with safety. And I've had psychos slip into and, you know, I think it doesn't matter where you... If you put yourself out there on the internet, you will eventually come across them. I'm actually not 100% sure yet. I haven't figured out. I often turn my comments off. Is there a way you deal with people slipping into your DMs?
And trolls.
Trolls.
Honestly, there is like, honestly, I don't think there's any good advice for this. Honestly, I think everyone's so different that you deal with everything differently. And I think for me, I just think you have to take a bit of a step back with social media. Remember, like, it doesn't matter who likes your picture. Like, I see my friends and they'll, like, delete and re-upload. And I'm like, it doesn't matter who likes your picture. They're not the people who actually care about you. And, like, for a really long time, like, when you get obsessed with something like social media, like, I think it has come from social media. When you get obsessed with something like that, you kind of, like, think that that's a be-all and end-all. And, like, having followers is, like, the thing. Because it has been made to be a thing. Like, you get more... you know, you go to better places, you can get more jobs, you can, with social media and things like that, it's crazy, like, but it's just, like, remember who you are, remember who your friends are, because those are the people that are actually going to be there for you, because I think it gets lost in that.
Yeah, and often you can obviously be whoever you want to be on social media and possibly, you know, not actually have that kind of life. And
I honestly never let the trolls get to me, it's weird.
Like, I
think, to be fair, I've been in it for so long, I've seen what happened to my sister, do you know what I mean? And I just, like, now I'm like, I don't care. Like, I've seen the worst pictures of myself on the Daily Mail. And I've seen some of the comments.
They do love you, though.
They love me, though.
They don't get a day without featuring you.
No press is bad press. Trust me. But, like, I just kind of, like, look at them and I'm like, you had to go on the Daily Mail and make an account and then sit there and troll other people. Baby girl, like, my life is better than yours because I don't have a minute in my day to do that. That's actually... Sad.
Talk about rock bottom,
Talk about rock bottom. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, why do you care? Like, these people, like, all these people that come in at, like, Kylie Jenner's picture, and I'm like, babe, she's living in her £35 million house. Does she care?
No.
She doesn't
But I think also what we really, and that's why we really are so happy to have you on, because I do feel like that activist side of you where you stand up for your generation, because you're only 20. 20 what, 22?
23.
Baby. You're a baby. Honestly, you're literally such a baby.
I've just been in this industry for a very long time, which is strange, because, like, a lot of people, like, they'll hit 27 and been working for 7 years. I'm 23 and I've been working for, like, 8 years.
Yeah.
So, like, I am just in a weirdly, like...
Do you feel protective over the young girls?
I feel protective over, like, even people that are older than me, genuinely, because I think a lot of people start doing this sort of social media and modelling and stuff a little bit later than I did. And they're the same. They're, like, so upset by these trolls and stuff. I'm like, babe, you have to understand, like, these people are sad, bitter people. Mm. Like, they're not, like, happy with their lives that they have to keep going. Again, I know this is so commonly said, but, like, you're not happy with your life if you're, like, commenting shit on other people's posts. Yeah. Like, if you have to put other people down to be happy, you're very sad, are, like, probably ugly person inside. Like, probably don't like yourself, you know.
We have a saying on this one, hurt people.
Exactly.
And it's just so exactly true. That.
And I think that's why, I think I just saw the worst pictures of me so early on and, like, saw all the troll stuff so early on that, like, I just got really immune to it now. So, like...
And you love women as well.
I love women. Just, like, cool. Like, if you're, like, I know that I'm hot. Like, I know that I'm funny and hot and cool. Like, I don't need some, like...
Do you know what? Like, I need you as my pep talk person in the morning. I'm funny, I'm hot, I'm cool.
Yeah. I am! Like, yes. I'm like, where? Like, if someone says, like, you're ugly, I'm like, wow.
Where?
Bitch. Like, tell me
show
where.
Me
like,
the
show
ugly.
Me that. Like, show me ugly, because it's not here. Like,
it's not here.
But that's the thing. Like, I think when you just... I'm very confident. I'm really lucky that I am. And I think a lot of girls, like, aren't, which is a sad thing. Like, I mean, like, I'll be, like, honest. I Facetune. I do all that crap. Like, so I ask everyone. Do you know what I mean? Everyone does.
And anyone who says they don't is a liar. You are lying to my damn face.
Even if there are some people, and I've had a lot of those, hey, you should do the filter-free Friday type of thing, which I had to Google because I didn't actually know.
Wait, what? Is that
a thing? That's a thing?
It's a thing. It's called filter-free Friday. And I keep...
Oh, I just don't...
No, but
I mean,
fair enough. Yeah. But I think that's my thing. And,
you know... If it's your thing, do it. Like, this is the thing. Why can't people just be like... If it's your thing, do it. Like being vegan, being vegetarian, like not working in the sex industry, working in the sex industry, whatever you do, like just don't judge people and whatever. Like, I could sit there and go, oh, people that work in offices and people that are lawyers and stuff are really boring. I don't know that.
No.
I don't know that. I don't know everyone that works. People don't know everyone that works on OnlyFans. People don't know everyone that works in the sex industry.
So talking about with OnlyFans and even with Instagram being verified, I feel like it gives you some sort of protection. Is that the same you feel?
Massively, yeah. Right. Like I feel massively safe about it because like it's you're just kind of talking to them. It's nothing like, do you know what I mean? You're not meeting up with them personally. For me, I'm not meeting up with any of these guys. I'm not, you know, like I'm not telling them any addresses. I'm not doing anything like that. So it doesn't, it's over the internet. It feels safe. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And that's the thing, that I feel safe because my friends are shooting it. I feel safe because it's my girlfriend's behind the camera, like, or it's me who's shooting it myself.
Which is so ironic that would have a stigma because for me, having also, you know, I've been in this business also for a very, very long time. I moved to LA when I was 17. Crazy. I mean, this is before Instagram or anything. And I remember going to castings. And now that I think about it, I'm like, what was I fucking thinking?
Yeah.
What was I, you know, why would anyone send me there with two guys?
I know, it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Just started getting judged by like a million girls.
For rap videos. Because I had a thing. I was a white chick in the early 2000 rap videos. If you Google them, that's me.
No, oh my God, stop.
Yeah, no, I need swear to God.
Guys. I'm going to post them on my Instagram at one stage.
I need to see these. These actually sound amazing.
But these were castings I had to go to, which, fair enough. Actually, everyone was respectful. Nothing ever happened. Yeah. But that also...
But you never know.
But the one thing I want to go to on that is, and you touched on it before, I think a lot of the onus is put on the woman. And when there's unsafe situations that come up, and we kind of touched on it with Pick Me Girls and that sort of stuff, it is the, what was she wearing? What was she drinking?
Was she drunk?
What did she do to get herself in the situation? And if you think about it on a broader spectrum, any other crime where a crime is committed on someone, you don't go, what was he doing to get stabbed?
So this is
mad.
Or like even when they say like, oh, well, he's been going through a lot. Like, you wouldn't go, like, if someone stabbed you, you wouldn't be like, oh, my God, are you okay? What are you going through? Are you feeling okay? Like, bro, like, it doesn't matter. You still did that to someone else. It doesn't matter. Like, it's like if you rob someone's house and stuff, it's the same. You're right. It's a crime. Like,
talked last week about gaslighting, and that's a really big term Lara and I talk about because we get a lot of
those. Oh, we've all been gaslit, baby.
Oh, my God.
But I also think, you know what's really interesting? Guys don't realize this. And I've been speaking to a lot of guys about this. Every single girl I know has been sexually assaulted.
Yeah. What?
Every single guy.
In some type of way.
Whether it's rape, whether it's being groped, whether it's being some sort of sexual assault. Every single girl I know.
Because I think what you're saying as well, because how I see assault is any type of unsolicited,
like grabbing or like, you know what I mean?
If you think about it, I'm sure, I don't know, in my life I've had situations where, I'm like, get away from me, don't touch me. This is my body and this is my space. But it's not until later that I'm like, oh my God, actually, that wasn't okay. You kind of got...
That's
the
thing.
Time,
I know, like, every girl I know has had some sort of like sexual assault or rape happen to them. And like, every guy, when I tell that to them, they're like, that's crazy. Yeah. But the interesting thing is, every guy I speak to and I go, do you know, because I really make guys aware of this. Like, I am that bitch. Like, I'm that bitch that gets drunk and goes on like feminist rants.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that is me. And I was scared. This is why I'm scared of like every man. But I say, like, do you know any guys that have done that? And interestingly enough, no guys I know say that they know any guys that would do
so
that.
So who's doing it then?
So how come every girl I know has been sexually assaulted, but no guys I know, no guys that would do that? Yeah. That's really interesting.
Really true.
Me.
It's really
because I think that also men sometimes don't even realize the effect of their body and their energy that they can have.
Yeah.
So they can think, oh, it was just touching a person, or it was just this. They're not realizing how that makes you feel.
Yeah,
but
and it doesn't have to be the six foot four guy. It can be the 5 foot two
rocker. The way that we also like don't go and walk out in the street at night.
Yeah.
Because of, and men don't even realize that. I said, like, these guys were talking about it. I was like, oh, I've never been for a walk at night in my life.
Never
been for a walk at night in my life.
How do you feel now? Do you feel, okay, obviously we know that you feel safer within the industry because you're creating your own content, you're working with your best friends.
This is the thing, this is a sad thing. Like, I feel very safe in the industry because... sadly, like, I am famous, I'm a celebrity, like, I, like, to toot my own horn. You know, and I've kind of found my place, and I have, my sister is, and things like that. I have, sadly, I get respect a little bit more than these girls who come from, you know, but fuck nowhere, and they come for a nice night out with their friends in, like, West Hollywood, or come for, like, you know, come to London from, and they haven't made a lot of money, and they're just trying to make their way, and they get sexually assaulted because it's those, it's the vulnerable people. I am confident. You can tell I'm confident. Guys won't strike me because they know that I will fucking
come. Does your family support you?
You couldn't trick me if you tried.
Yeah, you were talking about your sister. It's no secret your sister is Kate Moss. And do you get support from your family? Does your family understand, or do you...
Honestly, everyone's been great. Everyone's been great about it.
That's
like,
really
it took a little bit of a while for my parents, honestly. But I think as every parent, it's a little bit uncomfortable. My dad's like 80, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
Here's my butt.
But we kind of just don't really talk about it. Like, we kind of, I'm like, I say, like, kind of, oh, I've got this shoot coming up or something, and we don't speak. I'm not like, so I have my tits out today, and this happened.
That's okay. But, you know, even as an actress, that, like, working on Game of Thrones, the girls aren't going to go, Dad, please tune into that scene when I have my body out.
Yeah, when I have my
I completely understand, but you're cool with your family. You guys are
tight. But I'm cool with my family. Okay, like, that's the thing. I'm like, I'm great. I love my parents. Like, I love my family. I think,
how many siblings do you have?
Two.
You have two siblings.
Yeah, two siblings.
You
guys all, and then a niece.
And you guys all hung out, right? You said, and during lockdown.
Right, in lockdown, it was me, my sister, my niece. So that was great. It was fun. Yeah, it was really sweet. I mean, it gets, like, intense because it's, like, just, like, I think everyone's, like, situation kind
of. Oh, my God, we were lockdown buddies. I mean, we love each other, but we were ready to kill each other. Yeah.
And then I went back to see my mom in Germany, and I was, you know, I'm a little bit older, and I'm, like, back in my pink bedroom. I'm like, what?
I know, this was, like, everyone said that. Everyone said they went back to, like, their college dorm. And, like, sat there, like, with the, like, star bed sheets, bed sheets. Oh, my God, awful.
Oh, my God.
No, I went back to my parents for a little bit, actually, after I was at my sister's. I was like, oh, my God, get me out of here. Like, at least, like, with my sister and stuff, like, I've got young people, like, do you know what I mean? My sister's fairly young, and, like, my niece is, like, 18, so it's, like, nice.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so
that's
nice. We played Mario Kart pretty much every day.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, but that's another thing. Like, I do this for her, do you know what I mean, as well? Like, people like my niece, who's, like, 18, she needs, like, a good direction, and I'm like, I'm scared for her, like, honestly, and, like, I know that sounds really, like, but that's what we all deal with. Like, we're all scared for, like, the younger generation. Like, I'm sure you guys have, like, younger siblings or younger, like, people that are in your family, and you look at those, like, little kids, little girls, and you're like, I'm so scared for what's going to happen to you, because something will happen to them.
It's the bullying
and
that
it's
I'm
the sad fact is, like, something will happen to them. Well, something will, whether it's, like, being groped or something, something's going to happen to them one day, and it's, like, the saddest thing to think. I'm like, I never want them to be in that situation.
You said you're starting a female charity.
This is, like, in the pipeline. This is very much not a...
No, but I love the place that it's coming from. You know, you've just established all of the things that you're aware of and where it's coming from. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about what your hopes and dreams are for this charity?
Honestly, I just wanted to start something. Like, I'm super good at talking.
Actually, you really are. You really are.
And I love just, like, I love women. Like, I'm pansexual. I love women. I love, like, everything about them. Like, and I think I just wanted to stand up for them. Like, there were so many things that I'm, like, are so obvious in my mind. Do you know what I mean? Like, are so obvious it shouldn't be happening and things like that. That, like, other people don't get. I just want to bring, not even awareness to women, I want to bring awareness to men about women. That is, like, my aim, genuinely. Like, because men don't have a fucking clue. They don't. And I'm like, I just want to, like, hammer it into their head. Like, and this is the thing. It's not about women knowing about women anymore. We know about women. We all got girlfriends. Like, we know. It's about men knowing and understanding what we go through every single day as women. Mm. And the fact that we leave our house and we'll change because we feel like that's too revealing. Or that's, you know, the other person, like, the old man down the street is going to try and, you know what I mean? Like, or someone's going to look at me wrong or something. Like, I just want men to be fully aware and, like, because I feel like guys use this excuse of, like, oh, well, I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, now you're going to find out. Yeah. So, like, that's what I'm kind of aiming at trying to do. Yeah. And, like, it's massively in the pipelines. Like, I think I just kind of heard about a lot of stuff that happened at clubs and stuff, and I want to work with a lot of different clubs and stuff and try and promote, like, female energy at clubs, because I think clubs is where a lot of the bad stuff happens.
Always. I mean,
you've probably had experiences at clubs.
It's always been in clubs. I mean, it always goes back to that. But I also think... I should have the right to go to a club and do whatever.
Yeah, I want to go out with the girls.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And I also want to go out with the guys. And I also want my guys, because I have actually a lot of male friends and I love going out with them, and they worry and they get concerned, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that shouldn't be an issue. So I love what you're doing and the fact that you want to get involved with clubs. Is this something that occurred to you one day? Did you wake up one day and have this feeling that you went, I need to actually do something about this now that I have everyone
honestly,
listening?
Honestly, I've never even really thought about it. But, like, I'd always felt really strongly about it. Like, I've always been, like, a massive advocate for women. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And just trying to, like, keep everyone... I've always just been a massive advocate for human beings. I'm just a massive empath. Like, I feel everything.
Oh, we love you so much.
Right, so that is exactly what I was going to ask, kind of to wrap this up, because what's next is kind of finding and isolating an issue and looking at a positive way forward. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Nail on the head.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head in that what's next is putting the onus on educating the men.
Yes, exactly.
Rather than retelling the females on how they should modify their full lives to
fit
into...
Men should be modifying their actions and help them, you know, checking on their friends as well, checking on their guy friends. And if they leave with a girl that's a little bit too drunk, you go, bro, like, is she okay? Like, do you think you maybe should put her in a taxi instead of taking her home? Or, you know, do you think she's okay? Or, like, you know, just checking on women a little bit.
And do we think the same for girls as well? Do we think, because obviously think there's predatory women.
There's predatory women too. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
yeah, we've seen that.
We've seen that.
Really?
Not me, I swear. Yeah.
I think the same
for everything. Like, the way that you guys look after your guy friends and the way that women look after women, I think we just need to do that for each other a little bit more. Like, and just make sure, because as well, like, men are, like, inherently a little bit, like, you know, more overpowering than women when it comes to, like, a woman, like a man going against a woman. It's 9 times out of 10, it's probably going to be the man that, like, wins. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, that's why it's a little bit different from men to women than women to men. Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree.
Yeah.
So for us, what's next is always also this idea, right, what can we do today to make life better? So for me, and we always go around the room, I have to say, having you with us and being such an amazing energy, and you gave so much great advice, and I'm going to sit down and lock myself away sometimes for 10 minutes and just be okay with myself, and that's what I got out of it. And Laura, anything?
Yeah, definitely. The one thing I really took away from this is what's next. I'm going to check in with my guy friends and make them understand actions and their effects. I'm going to sit down with my guy friends and make them understand their actions and how they can feel to a female, because I think sometimes there is a disconnect between the two, and I think that's
also I don't think it's right to come at men as
Do you know what I mean?
It's so that's to have the thing. Those conversations. It's just to be like, this is how that makes me feel.
Yeah.
Like, not that, like, because sometimes guys will do things and they don't realize that they're being like too strong or too inappropriate and things like that. Like, sometimes guys will just push you because they push their friends.
Yeah,
they won't realize that it's too much, and you just have to go like, yo, that's too much, makes me feel really weird, like, I would rather you didn't do that.
Yeah.
Or actually don't say that. That's like, I had like a guy like and guys like say things like, oh, I felt really like victimized in this situation. I'm like, bro, how do you think we feel? Like, it's just like you don't say that.
Doesn't,
like,
that go back to the gaslighting? I mean I don't know if you ever get this. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, I'm sorry you feel that way. Yeah, but
exactly.
But this is how I meant for it to come across. Well, the way that you meant for it to come across didn't come across that way.
It didn't work.
Yeah, whatever you were doing, it failed. So.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pet peeve.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, no, massively.
Three things, Lottie. I know you can't talk about everything, and that's cool. But I'm so ridiculously proud to be, that you're on for today, and also what you've got coming out, because I did see the content today, and I did see what it is, and it is sick.
I'm so excited.
Guys, follow her.
So three things I'm excited for.
Three things you're excited for.
So I'm excited to move to LA.
Woo!
Get out of this rainy country. I'm really excited to start. I'm going to be starting OnlyFans. I'll mention that on here. Mm-hmm. I haven't said that yet, so that's a little exclusive.
But
I'm going to be starting OnlyFans, so I'm really excited to do that. And I've got a new manager, so that's really exciting. And get a new flat, I guess.
I think those are amazing things. And I want to say, honestly, the biggest thank you for coming on, because you are important, and you're so young, and yet you have such an old soul. And what you're bringing across to us is even at my age, at any age, is important to learn. And you're the next generation, and you have a lot to give.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
This has been actually enlightening, and I've really, really enjoyed this chat with you. Thank you.
And we love you.
Thank you so much.
What's next with Lottie Moss? And we're so, so happy she came on today.
Peace out, guys.
That's a wrap, guys. Shut. Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.